Happy Thanksgiving Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. You know, I'm not going to do an extended show today. I mean, it's a holiday. We have lots to be thankful for, and we have lots to wonder about. I'm just going to give you some bullet points for your thought processes, and then I'm going to kind of wind up the show with some thoughts on Thanksgiving and America and you and your family and me. And all of us Americans. First of all, Mary Landrieu. She's down by about 16 points in the polls. The runoff election is December 6th. If you go to the political section down below, there's some articles. You know, this woman's unbelievable. So during the first part of the campaign, she was telling everybody how they just couldn't kick her out because she was the head of the powerful energy committee in the Senate. Of course, now that the Senate has changed hands, she's no longer the head of the Senate committee, so we don't hear a peep on that. And then she touts how she is pushing the Keystone Pipeline. You know, last time I checked, Mary Landrieu's been in there for three terms. That's 18 years. And over the last three or four, in addition to voting for Barack Obama's agenda 97% of the time, she hasn't done squat on the Keystone Pipeline. And now she's pushing the bill that her competitor, the guy who's trying for her Senate seat in Louisiana, Cassidy, actually sponsored and that the House passed. And by the way, the bill failed in the Senate by one vote. I guess the departing Democrats wanted to thumb their nose one more time at the American public, energy independence, and the cessation of the transfer of wealth from America to the tune of almost $1 trillion a year to foreign countries for oil. Once again, truly Americans, are they not? By the way, I have a, definitely take a look at the articles. Terror, I would recommend the terror, the family safety, and the women's articles, and also the international articles today. I didn't go overboard on the posting, had the producers kind of limit it, but these are important little pieces of the pie, because Mr. Putin is on the move. I told you, you know, it's just 2 + 2 = 4. His aim is to destroy NATO, to destroy the U.S. dollar, to have the dollar replaced. It won't be by the ruble, and he knows that because the Russian economy is far too fragile. In fact, it's on the verge of recession. But by any other currency in the world, anything to weaken America, and anything to push the envelope, since he knows that the guy in the White House is no lo contesto. There is no contest between him and Putin. Putin wins hands down on every front. So Mr. Putin has now, I told you in my last show, you should definitely listen to it, about this new outfit that he's kind of put together. It's actually starting from about 2000, 2002, but now they're bringing in more members like India and Pakistan. Pretty soon it'll be 40% of the world's economies. And that is a lot of muscle, folks, particularly since he's teamed up with China. Look for lots and lots and lots of aggressive moves on the economic, the geopolitical, and the military front by Mr. Putin in the upcoming 2 years, I say that with a sigh, of the reign of terror of Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. So, you know, the Gruber thing just doesn't want to go away, and it shouldn't. There's more videos coming up. We have some more stuff on that in the articles. And now, true to form, you know, right out of Saul Alinsky's playbook, the progressives are now saying it was Republicans who distorted the information on the Health Care Act. And, you know, we're getting these bits and pieces, all sorts of varying numbers on signups and how many people visited the web and yada, 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 yada. Look, hold on to your wallets. One of the things they haven't told you, Barry kind of left it out of his immigration speech. I mentioned it in the last show, the 17-point memo. Well, now it's coming to light. That memo from the White House, which is all the things that Barry didn't talk about in his speech to us, telling us how great immigration was. He recently did a speech. I have the article posted down below. He recently did a speech where he said that Americans have no right to favor Americans. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that statement just for a minute. Who should we favor, Barry? ISIS? Like, because they're not Islamic. How about Hamas, that you send hundreds of millions of dollars a year to, and who are the main impediment to a Mideast peace process and the main ingredient to daily terror in Israel? The most recent of which was this kind of horrific attack on a synagogue during prayers. Yeah. Okay, so Americans shouldn't favor Americans. We should not only spread the wealth, we should spread the love. We should spread the favoritism, which is exactly, by the way, what he's doing, folks. Because one of the things he didn't tell you about his immigration bill is that once these illegal immigrants have Social Security cards, which, by the way, he does not have the power to issue, and hopefully the Congress will defund, they're eligible for Social Security and Medicaid and a number of other federal programs. And that's his intention. The other thing he didn't tell you is that there's actually bonuses being paid to sign up illegal aliens to Obamacare. And Obamacare, it is now quite clear with Gruber and the rest of the information we now have, Obamacare is a spread-the-wealth scheme. The only folks who are ever going to be happy with Obamacare are those folks who did not have insurance before and can't afford it. And that's pretty small. You know, even Chuck Schumer, who, by the way, is a scoundrel. I mean, he's a new senator from New York. This guy has been with Barack Obama 99% of the time. In fact, the only thing he's not with Barack Obama on is Iran. I mean, he has one tiny little feather in his cap, Schumer does. And the only reason he's not with Barack Obama on Iran is because his New York constituency is, should we say, a high percentage Jewish. So it's all politics. Now he's come out and said that they shouldn't have passed Obamacare, that the Democrats weren't listening to the American people. Have you seen the clips on TV? I'm not sure we were able to find them to post them. If they're here, they'll be under politics or scandal. Have you seen the clips of him standing up time after time after time after time, like Mary Landrieu and the rest of them, touting how great Obamacare was, how much the American people were going to love it during its passage? And now Chuck says they shouldn't have passed it. Maybe Chuck read the tea leaves of this last election a little bit better than Barry did. Truly amazing. Truly amazing. And then we come to terror. So there was a recent report, in fact, by the United Nations. And if this report by the United Nations, who is not really an enemy of terror, depending upon who's doing it, if you know what I mean. Here's some tidbits. 18,000 people were killed in terrorist attacks in 2013. That's a 61% increase from 2012. The four main terrorist groups are the Islamic State, the ISIS guys who aren't Islamic, according to Barry, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and Boko Haram. That's the outfit in Africa who murders indiscriminately, abducts 300 school children, all female at one time. You've heard of them. And here's some other information for you from the United Nations. And I think you could safely maybe even double all these numbers since they did the report. The Global Terrorism Index, who thought that up? It's produced by the London-based Institute for Economics and Peace. 80% of the terrorist attack fatalities occur in five countries: Afghanistan, Iraq, good job, Barry, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Syria. The 63% increase from the 11,133 terrorist deaths in 2012 is the biggest year-on-year escalation since they began keeping records in 2000. Since the turn of the century, in other words, the year 2000, the number of deaths due to terrorist activity has increased 5x. That's fivefold. Oh, and then they tie it in, which also coincides to the U.S. military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. I guess it's America's fault again, folks. Terrorism is just America's fault. And there's been a huge increase in terrorist attacks. There was 10,000 terrorist attacks in 2013, although 50% were unsuccessful. Unsuccessful, by the way, in terrorist terms, is that they don't kill innocent men, women, and children and get headlines. All right, so they go on. The largest year-to-year death increase in deaths is 2012 and 2013. 87 countries experienced terrorist incidents in 2013, up from 81 in 2012. And the number of countries that experienced 50 deaths or more in a year hit an all-time high in 2013 at 24. That's 5 greater than the previous high of 19 in 2008. So, you know, I'm glad that Barry got up and with his little fireside chat, which I scoffed at on this show 3-4 months ago, was it? You can go back in the archives. It's right in the headlines. And said that the world is a safer place than it's ever been, and it's more healthy than it's ever been, and kumbaya and rah-rah-rah. This was before the elections, of course. Now the world's a dangerous place. The Republicans have the Senate. I have to act alone. I have to save the progressive movement in the United States. I have to save America from itself. I have to save good stuff from all those stupid voters who elected me twice based on my lies and didn't raise hell when I passed all these bills which schnooker them up today, tomorrow, and their children's children. You know, it's really unbelievable. All right. So the next little thing that I wanted to talk about, the number of terrorist groups have increased. There's now 268 terrorist groups. Of course, 90% of the activity are for non-Islam outfits, according to Barry. So I don't think that we have terrorism quite under control. You know, Al-Qaeda is on the run, Bin Laden is dead, and GM is alive. You know, you remember all the nonsense as the American electorate was gullibly being fed lies prior to the 2012 election, and as Democrats were scampering before the last election saying, oh, I'm against this, and I'm against that, and I'm against this, and Barack Obama this, and Barack Obama that. You know, Mary Landrieu voting with him 97% of the time, Chuck Schumer voting with him 99% of the time. You know, those Democrats. By the way, you know, the Democrats who were like left of left, Hagan being one, those campaigns are all funneling money to Mary Landrieu. May I suggest, even though Cassidy is far ahead in the polls, you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, the Democrats do have a good turnout the vote machine. Mary Landrieu is a tough competitor. Go to the political section and contribute $10 to Cassidy. You know, it's not much. A little insurance fund. You know, it's important not just to win that last Senate seat because it's one more senator toward overriding a veto. You need 60 votes to override a veto. And I think that there's maybe three, four, or five Democratic senators that'll vote with the 56 or 57 Republicans. So that when Barry slaps down these bills, which are good for America, which is exactly why he slaps them down, there's enough votes to override the vetoes in the Senate. That one vote could be critical. Think about the one vote by which Keystone Pipeline was defeated last week. One vote. Send $10 to the David Cassidy campaign down there in Louisiana so that they can use it to get out the vote prior to December 6th. $10. That's two lattes at Starbucks, folks. All right, you know, Ebola has kind of dropped off the screen, but if you're kind of tracking it as I am, number one, there is some spread now between countries who previously did not have Ebola, primarily in Africa. And although the Western sciences, the Western centers that have been fighting the disease have been largely successful in averting deaths from the not many cases that have occurred in the West, Spain, the United States, etc. The death toll is now approaching 6,000 and is expected to go to 10,000, perhaps 10,000 per month over the next year or two. And do you notice what a news blackout there is on our 3,000 troops over there in Ebolaville trying to help out? Not a peep. No correspondence. Nothing from the Pentagon. Nothing from Barry. I can't wait to hear that story. You know, the best stories always turn out to be with this administration and the progressives, who call themselves Democrats. The best stories always seem to be the stories that you never hear about. Have you noticed that? And it's my job to bring them to you. So, you know, I'm going to read you just a little thing from Josh Grasmick. He's a managing editor of Tomorrow in Review. We're in far more danger than the pundits can even guess. So much so that Times can start thinking about what you will do if a major Ebola virus outbreak occurs here in the United States. That's not because there's been two cases in Dallas, or that one of them was infected, may have come in contact with at least 100 different people. It's because Ebola is out of control, and the significance of the numbers behind it is not reported. When President Obama sent 3,000 troops on September 15th to help contain Ebola in West Africa, he was on the right track. Continuing. Ebola cases are doubling about every 21 days, the amount of time a person can take to show symptoms after being exposed. You can start almost anywhere on any day since the outbreak began, and then see that the numbers double every 3 weeks. That means that by the end of December, we could be looking at 300,000 to 400,000 cases. We're not talking about the United States, folks. Let me make that clear. He's talking about Africa. Again, with the numbers doubling within 3 weeks, then doubling again. Even the Centers for Disease Control have predicted a worst-case scenario of nearly 1.5 million cases by the end of January. The death rate is still running at 70%. So, anyway, you know, his point is that things go further and further out of control in Africa with the president and the Democrats not closing down the borders, not closing down airlines and air flights, etc., from Ebola-stricken countries. And listen, you know, I feel for those people. What a horrible, horrible deal. The chances of Ebola reaching the United States in larger quantities in the few cases we've seen are pretty high. Just something to think about. And hopefully, he's completely wrong and my concerns are completely misplaced. But you know, not a bad idea, not a bad idea to kind of follow his thoughts, which are, let me summarize them for you. Get out of any city if there are more than 10 Ebola cases before it's surrounded by the National Guard. His second thought, the ideal retreat is far from the madding crowd and has a water supply you can access without electrical power. His third thought, you need at least 6 months' supply of food. Okay. He goes on, you can fill the pantry with one trip to Costco that involves 100 pounds of rice, 100 pounds of dried beans, several quarts of olive oil, 50 pounds of flour, a bottle of yeast, and as many cans of tuna, tomato, beans, and mushrooms can fit in your car. A few gallons of citrus juice and 10 pounds of dried fruits for scurvy. Now listen, this is kind of doomsday, but you know what? We live in strange times, and there's, remember that adage, PPPPP, prior planning prevents poor performance. All right. We're going to be talking more in the coming months about voter fraud and just how much voter fraud there was in the last election and particularly in the presidential election. Because actually the margins, folks, were way, way larger than they came out. But voter fraud is running rampant. And if you don't think that 4 or 5 million illegal aliens who are getting Social Security welfare in Obamacare with Social Security cards and driver's licenses, if you don't think that's a recipe for voter fraud, you're flat wrong. And the Democrats know it. You know, that's really an insult to Democrats. The progressives know it, led by Barry and crew. Barry, Valerie, Harry, and Nancy, and you know, they love it. The sanctity of your vote is not important to them. The sanctity of their power is important to them. You know, I talked last show and the show before about Ferguson, how Eric Holder whipped up those demonstrators, how Barack Obama met with them and told them to stay the course, never reported by the news media. And of course, you've heard his speeches. I mean, you know, hardly coming down hard on the demonstrators. And there's professional agitators in this group. ISIS is trying to recruit in these various demonstrations around the country, particularly in the Ferguson area. This is not benign at all. It's not warranted at all. And it really is a symptom of something far more diabolical and far larger. The people in power want unrest. It's a great distraction. It's a crisis they can take advantage of. It's an opportunity to expand their power. It's an opportunity to divide Americans against Americans by age, by gender, by race, by income equality. Barry's new rant, you know, this is what he's going to spend the last 2 years on, fixing the income equality problem. Keep your eye on this stuff. I mean, I don't think that you're going to see huge riots spread everywhere, but this is kind of a precursor of how these people think and the lengths to which they're willing to go. Did you see those heartbreaking pictures of those poor business owners, white, black, you know, one gal was Asian, you know, all their money, all their time, their life, their dreams wrapped up in their businesses. Those businesses destroyed by these mindless people, agitated by professional agitators who are egged on by the Attorney General of the United States and the President of the United States. I mean, doesn't that just make your heart turn over? Just unbelievable, really. I mean, these people can't do their protests. I don't happen to agree with them. They certainly have the right to do that, but to loot and to burn and to destroy people's lives, including black owners of businesses. I mean, supposedly, isn't this what this whole uproar is about? Somehow black men are not, you know, not taken care of the same as everybody else. I mean, what a bunch of nonsense. And the fact that it's nonsense is proven by the victims of this professionally agitated, egged on by the government crowd's actions, which hurt a lot of black people during the Christmas season, I might add, and that's a critical time. I don't know if you know this, but retailers, literally, that 30 days in December, That is what makes or breaks their year, profit or loss. That 30 days. The rest of the year is kind of limping along, unless you happen to be Walmart, limping along so that you can get to the Christmas season. It's really a shame, and it's a travesty, I might add. All right, so I'm going to finish up this show by telling you a little something about the EPA and several of the government agencies. So Barry's response to the election was to say that he hears the two-thirds of people who didn't vote to grant unconstitutional illegal amnesty. And do you understand what the difference is? He probably has the right under prosecutorial discretion to say, okay, I'm going to defer deportation. He doesn't have the right to rewrite law saying you get a Social Security card, you get a green card, you get a work card, and you get all these benefits, and by the way, please join Obamacare. That he doesn't have the right to do. It's going to be really interesting to see how this Congress stands up to him. In addition, 3,516 new regulations hitting the books and coming our way from the EPA, Department of Homeland Security, Transportation Board. Barry's launched an all-out campaign for what he calls net neutrality. Net neutrality, folks, is his attempt to convert the internet to a utility. Now think about how strictly utilities are regulated in all sorts of ways. I mean, who you employ, how you deal with the public, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, on and on and on. That is what Barry wants to impose on the internet. And you know what? Even under the guise of, oh, this will make things cheaper and it's access and, you know, companies won't be able to charge more for increased broadband width, this is all nonsense. This is about a move to control the information you get. The Democrats don't like right think. They don't like conservative think. They don't like conservative communications. Look at their flap and uproar over Fox News, Rush Limbaugh. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what you think of those outlets. The bottom line is that this is all a guise. Just like Obamacare was, you know, you can keep your doctor. This is, you can keep your internet. Pay very careful attention to this. Make sure you call, write, email your congressmen and your senators. This cannot be allowed to happen. The internet is a great exchange of ideas. In fact, I have an article posted, I believe, under Energy from a left-wing group. It's not that I agree with it, but it's interesting to see what the other side is thinking and saying, which is all contrived. But nonetheless, they have the right to say it. They don't believe you have the right to say what you think. And that's what this quote-unquote net neutrality bill is really all about. Keep careful, careful watch on it. All right. There's a lot of things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. We can all be thankful for our health. Some of us are more healthy than others. But nonetheless, if you're listening to this show, you're alive, you're breathing, and you have the opportunity to enjoy family, to enjoy life, and to do whatever you can do within your physical capacities. That's a big deal. We can be thankful that we have a computer. We have a radio. We have communications. You can listen to this show. You can listen to whatever show you want, whenever you want. We should be thankful for our families and our very close friends, because in the end, that's what matters. We should be thankful that we have enough food to eat. And no matter what they say about America, nobody goes hungry in America unless they want to go hungry in America. Do some outfits have more food than others? Yes. Do some outfits have fancier food than others? Yes. But there is no way on God's green earth in America that you will go hungry if you have any gumption whatsoever. Even if it's going down to the local soup kitchen. I don't condone that, but you know, sometimes you get in that position. And we should be thankful for the founders, their infinite wisdom, their foresight, and their fortitude. And we should honor that by fighting for freedom today. You know that $10 to Mary Landrieu? You know that letter to your senator, the letter to the congressman? You know, keeping apprised of news, keeping others informed, voting, and raising hell when the government is out of control like it is now, trampling on the Constitution, trampling on your rights, trampling on the foresight of the founders that we should be thankful for.
Well, howdy, I'm back, folks. A little technical difficulty this morning. You know, it's maybe that net neutrality is kicking in. Who knows? You know, and when it does, oh boy. Anyway, I'm off to my Cheyenne book signing, and we're going to post a little thing on the audios. And I got a little off track here because it's been about 2 hours since I did the first two segments of the show, and we had technical difficulties with the third. So I'm just going to tell you that if you want to keep your eyes on net neutrality that Mr. Obama is trying to push through, you know, while the cat's away, the mice will play. And right now the cat, that's us, the American public, you know, the stupid voters out there. We're all distracted with this, that, the other, and Ferguson, which of course was planned all along, amongst other more diabolical intentional divisions of this country by gender, race, age, income. Did you notice Mr. Obama is Barry, our friend, is beating the drums on income inequality? Everything has to be equal, you know, other than him. He gets to be unequal, he and his progressive cohorts. So be watching for all sorts of fun things, Barry, on equality-type measures. You know, this is the guy who just said Americans couldn't stand up for Americans. I mean, really, pretty amazing. And watch out for this net neutrality. It's all couched in the usual fuzzy terms, like you can keep your doctor, and it's going to be free, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to save you money, and, you know, all the usual lies. Well, what it is it's the reclassification of the Internet to a utility. And we know how regulated utilities are, right? You can imagine what's going to happen with the Internet. This is really a ploy to control information, because information is sunlight, and sunlight is the enemy of decay. What we have with the progressives is corrupt decay. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this segment up because it's been quite a morning trying to get this show up, and I apologize for being late, but it is the way it is today. I do want to tell you, happy Thanksgiving. And you know, despite all the things which have gone awry or going awry or dangerous that imperil your safety and the safety of your family, both financial and physical, the attacks on the Constitution, the undermining of your freedoms. Listen to my show last week. A whole bunch of international think tanks, and they aren't conservatives, have now ranked the United States out of the top 20 in freedom. Think about that. Pretty amazing. And decline, because we were in the top 5, the decline has all been in the last 6 years. Wouldn't Barry take the oath of office that he's broken a million times first? There's no coincidence, folks. But we can be thankful for our family and our friends. And we can be thankful for the food, that's in the pantry. You know, America, yes, there's people who are hungrier than others, but this is not a hungry country. We can be thankful for health, whatever the state of your health is. If you're listening to this show, you know, you're alive, you're kicking, you're functioning, and there's things that you can do, things that you can enjoy with your family and friends. It is a blessing. We can give thanks for the land where we derive all our power. And I don't mean power in terms of utilities. I mean power in terms of energy. It's a source of all. Under all lies the land. Air, water, food, fuel, and more. Something to do with the heart, too. That's why I wrote that book, Land for Love and Money. About the heart and the wallet of real estate and land. And we can be thankful, very thankful, for the founders and the incredible foresight those brave men and women had 230, 240 years ago. I mean, it's to them that we owe our freedoms, and it's to them and to ourselves and our children that we owe the continuing fight for freedom. And trust me, it is a fight to maintain our freedoms. It certainly is. Did you know our Senator Durbin and his other progressives, Kalawags in Congress, no doubt pushed by the administration, particularly Michelle Obama, now want to outlaw tobacco products on PX basis. You're 18 years old, you can't drink. Now you can't buy tobacco on PX, or if they have their way, you won't be able to. But you can go out, lay down your life to defend their freedom. Really makes you think, doesn't it? And finally, we can be thankful that we're Americans because we have unique opportunities. We have unique freedoms, even though they're being whittled away. And we have a unique courage and a unique spirit that in the end will prevail and restore this country. So have a happy Thanksgiving. My apologies for the delay in the show today. If you could only have seen what was happening behind the scenes with the producers being in segment three, you'd laugh. Maybe that'll be a chapter in a book one day. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio.